Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and it's a pleasure to be here with you this evening. Tonight, we'll be in conversation with one of Cincinnati's premier jazz vocalists, Lynn Scott. And Lynn was born into a musical family. Her mother, Teresa, taught piano, and her father, Bruce, was a gifted clarinetist who led an orchestra on the radio for many years, as well as being known as a music educator. Her four brothers are all musical, one of them a highly regarded West Coast jazz and classical trombonist. In Lynn's career, she has appeared on The Len Mink Show, The Nick Clooney Show, The Vivian Della Chiesa Show, The Bob Braun Afternoon Show, and The 1180 Club Radio Show. She spent 10 years singing with the Teddy Raymore Quartet and was the featured girl singer with the Pete Wagner Orchestra for several years and still appears with them occasionally. She also sang with the Vocalese group Close Company for 3 years. From 2003 through 2011, Lynn appeared weekends with the highly acclaimed Frank Vincent Trio at the Celestial in the Incline Lounge at the Highland Towers atop Mount Adams. She can be now seen regularly at the Cincinnati Netherland Hilton in the Palm Court Lounge with the Jim Hart Trio. Dates coming up Friday, June 27, Friday, July 11, and Saturday, July 26. Lynn Scott, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Ron. It's my pleasure to be here.
Hey, I've enjoyed listening to your latest CD, Lovely Songs Today, The Standards of Tomorrow, with the Rob Allgaier Trio featuring special guest Rick Van Mater. It's a tasty recording, sister.
Thank you. I had a wonderful time recording it with such stellar musicians.
The pianist and arranger, Rob Allgaier, this guy is one meticulous dude, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's a brilliant musician and a great arranger and a wonderful producer.
And your voice, you seem to work kind of in the mid to the lower register.
Funny you should mention that or notice that.
I wasn't just orally hallucinating.
No, I had a couple of other people comment about that as well. I think so often when I'm singing maybe in a club or something, I have different songs that I'm singing, so the upper register kind of comes out. But this kind of allowed me maybe to sing a couple of those songs, You Are There being one of them. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what you're referring to, You Are There, which was a marriage, so to speak, with Where Do You Start? And it was kind of a different take on a style. That was, again, Rob's arrangement.
In the evening, when the kettle's on for tea, and old familiar feeling settles over me, and it's your face I see, and I believe it. In a garden, when I stop to touch a rose and feel the petals soft and sweet against my nose, I smile and I suppose that somehow maybe you are there.
Very, very cool. So when you say Lovely Songs Today, The Standards of Tomorrow, anything behind that?
Well, that's all Minor Raymond, who produced this. You know, he's a brilliant musician himself, and he was with P&G for many, many years. He had so many thousands of commercials that he did. I think a lot of people didn't realize that. But one of his, Zest Soap, was a big one of his. And Mr. Clean will clean your whole house. Okay, everybody remembers
all
that.
Right. Send Mr. Clean to my house.
Mine too, when he's finished with yours. But he had the Hilos did the Zest soap commercial, and perhaps Mr. Clean also. I'm not sure about that. But my point is, he's the one that is behind this wonderful CD, and he kind of chose us to do it. It was his idea to do the lovely songs of today, Standards of Tomorrow.
So did he pick the material?
He picked some of it. He left a lot of that up to us. We were each, say, allowed to pick a few tunes.
Sure, sure. So there's a couple Antonio Carlos Jobim compositions, Claire Fisher. Man, there's a hip composer.
And that was kind of a well-kept secret, that Candlelight World. A lot of people aren't familiar with that song.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree. Yeah. And you mentioned You Are There and Where Do You Start, the Johnny Mandel and Dave Frischberg, along with Alan and Marilyn Bergman.
Ooh, how can you lose?
I tell you what, one of the hippest songs on this recording, lyrically, is Better Than Anything.
Isn't that wonderful?
Wow.
Isn't that great? I love that song. And it has probably another five or six additional verses.
I know.
It's one of my favorites.
I tell you what, some of the cultural references and...
it's very simplistic. I'm better than strawberry shortcake and chocolate eclairs and better than fresh Bartlett pears. That was one of my choices.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Okay.
Thank you.
Better than sailing at midnight, better than diving for pearls, better than skiing at Aspen, better than feeding the squirrels, better than finding a horseshoe, better than losing your head, better than anything thought of, better than anything said, better than singing right out loud, or being spotted in a crowd, better than anything except being.
You know, Jerome Kern and Victor Young, When I Fall in Love. Who can't love that song, right?
That's one that everyone will recognize on there.
And I tell you what, the track that kicks this off, How Am I to Know? I want to tell you, girlfriend, finger popping right down the middle, and we're going to swing.
Oh, thank you.
When you're at home, not on the bandstand, who do you like to listen to?
I love to listen to Irene Krall, for one. She's one of my favorites.
Okay.
She's, I think she has a very simplistic, wonderful, warm voice. Of course, Ella Carmen, Carmen McRae. How can you go wrong with that?
Yeah.
Sarah Vaughan, Nancy Wilson, just to name a few.
I remember being in conversation one time with the singer Ann Chamberlain, who used to live here in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I drink Carmen McRae's bath water.
I can hear her saying that. That's a wonderful voice she has.
Yeah, and you can tell that's in how high esteem she held. She held Carmen.
Oh my goodness! Yes.
So you know, you mentioned something about Irene Krall that really means a lot to me. I really dig kind of a straight delivery with a lot of soul,
and that's her.
Yeah, and. Do you see that as being somewhat applicable to you?
I hope so. I don't, I mean, I'm not a scat singer, you know, don't even try to be.
Yeah.
I loved Ella, but she was the one that could do it.
Right. So you're like a straightforward, not real adorned, but right to the heart of it. And not a lot of histrionics surrounding things. And I tell you what, I love when that stuff is just where it needs to be and nothing else.
And nothing else.
Right.
You just need this, like pound cake. You can do so much with pound cake. You don't need a chocolate layer cake with all this icing. That's just me.
Yeah, I tell you what, and I just think that leaves just room for the whole soul of the thing to come forward, you know?
Look at, for example, Waters of March, Jobim.
Oh, yeah, right.
Look how simplistic that is. But my goodness, the story it tells, the lyric, and it's just, it doesn't need embellishment anywhere.
Do you find that you have to believe, quote unquote, the lyric that
you're
singing?
Absolutely. Okay. It's the story. Working with Frank Vincent really brought that out to me, because I'm sure you've heard the story before, but if you messed up a word while you were singing a song, it would literally ruin his day or his week, actually. I mean, but he taught me that the lyric is what it's about. If you don't know the lyric, or if you're just reading the lyric, what good does that do? You can't really tell the story, because it is a story.
To take that idea a little bit further, I remember talking with Jimmy McGarry years ago, And Jimmy said, well, you know, a lot of these songs, you know, from the Great American Songbook that jazz instrumentalists played, you know, they played them instrumentally. They played the melody and then improvised. And Jimmy said, you'll play the tune a whole lot better, even instrumentally, if you know the lyrics.
You know what it's about.
Right. So you can actually...
Puts a heart and soul in it.
Right. So you can actually convey the soul intent of the tune. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
True.
All right. Well, Lynn, thanks so much for coming by this evening and hanging out with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me as a guest.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Sure. And we've been in conversation with vocalist Lynn Scott. We've been talking about her latest recording, Lovely Songs Today, The Standards of Tomorrow. And Lynn will be in performance at the Cincinnati Netherland Hilton Hotel, Palm Court Lounge with the Jim Hart Trio coming up on Friday, June 27, Friday, June 11, and Saturday, July 26. I'm Ron Esposito. Thanks for listening to Around Cincinnati. More information on Lynn Scott can be found at wvxu.org. Have a good night.